سورة يونس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أليف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. أليف لام را، these are the verses of the wise book. Is it a wonder for mankind that we have sent our revelation to a man from among themselves, saying, warn mankind of the coming torment, and give good news to those who believe, that they shall have with their Lord the rewards of their good deeds. But the disbelievers say, this is indeed an obvious sorcerer. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 periods, and then rose over the throne, disposing the affair of all things. No intercessor can plead with him except after his leave. Again, this concept is clarified. Muslims nowadays believe, oh, do what you will, and on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us. Allah says, none can plead with him except by Allah's leave. So we have to please Allah first before we can gain intercession. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That is Allah, your Lord. What is Rabb? One who creates, nourishes, sustains. فَعْبُدُوهُ. So worship him alone. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Will you then not remember? Will you still not take heed? To him is the return of all of you. The promise of Allah is true. It is he who begins his creation and will repeat it, that he may reward with justice those who believed and did good deeds. But those who disbelieved will have a drink of boiling fluids and painful torment because they used to disbelieve. It is he who made the sun a shining glory and the moon as a light. Now we find that the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, ضياءً ونورا, both reflect the nature of the sun and the moon, that the sun gives off light in itself and the moon reflects light. And measured out for its stages, that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah did not create this but in truth. There is a purpose behind this magnificent universe that He's created for us. It's not just eat, drink and be merry for tomorrow you die. It's that we have to fulfill the purpose Allah has created us for, which is what? Ibadah. Thus Allah explains the verses in detail. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. For people who have knowledge, both knowledge of this world's mysteries and knowledge of this Qur'an. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتِ. Indeed, in the alternation of the night and day, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for those who are Allah conscious. Allah doesn't simply say, read the Qur'an and that's enough. Allah says, no, explore the mysteries of the universe, but gain nearness to Allah through that knowledge. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. This is the theme of this surah. Indeed, those who do not hope for their meeting with us, they're not interested in thinking of the hereafter. People say, oh, don't talk to me of death, it frightens me. Don't talk to me of the day of judgment, it's so scary. Allah says, those who do not hope for their meeting with us, but are content with the life of this world, they content just to be born and to raise children and to educate those children, and then at the end of their lives to die placidly, not having ever sought the spiritual heights. Allah says those who are content with the life of this world, that's enough for them. They don't want anything else. And those who are heedless of our signs, they're not interested in reading the Quran. They're not interested in hearing or studying the Quran in depth. هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. They are living their lives in ghafla, in heedlessness. For such their abode will be the fire, because of what they used to earn. And indeed those who believe and do good deeds, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Their Lord will guide them through their faith. People say, well, you know, if Allah wished to guide me, He could have guided me. Allah says, Allah will guide them through their iman. In other words, we need to cultivate iman in ourselves. Only then can we pass through progression of stages till we reach ihsan. Under them will flow rivers in the gardens of delight. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحييتهم فيها سلام. Their way of request, their greeting therein will be, glory to you Allah, and peace will be their greetings therein. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And their last request will be, all praises belong to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. As Allah tells us in a hadith Qudsi, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ. If you do any good deed, if you find any goodness within yourself, then praise Allah, thank Allah, because the merit belongs to Allah, not to yourself. And were Allah to hasten for mankind the evil as He hastens for them the good, they would have been ruined. People say, well, if I am disobeying Allah, how come Allah is not punishing me? How come everything's going so smoothly for me? Allah says, don't invoke destruction for yourselves. So we leave those who do not expect their meeting with us in their trespasses, wandering blindly in distraction. Again and again these words are coming up. Those who do not hope for our meeting. What meeting is this on the Day of Judgment? Allah doesn't say those who don't believe in that meeting, those who do not hope for that meeting. In other words, they're not interested in doing anything for it. And when harm touches man, he calls to us, lying on his side, or sitting, or standing. Think back to any moment of great pain that we might have undergone. How we call to Allah all the time, constantly. We don't forget Him for one moment. But when we have removed His harm from Him, He passes on as if He had never called to us for a harm that touched Him. Thus is made beautiful to the transgressors that which they used to do. And indeed we destroyed generations before you when they did wrong, while their messengers came to them with clear proofs. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا But they were not such as to believe. Thus do we requite the people who are criminals. Then we made you successors after them, generation after generation in the land, that we might see how you would work. And when our clear verses are recited to them, قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا Again Allah repeats, those who do not hope for our meeting say, bring us the Quran other than this or change it. Like people nowadays also have started campaigns, let's expunge those ayats in the Quran that pertain to women's issues. Because you know Allah has been very unfair to women. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Tell them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not for me to change it of my own accord. Now if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forbidden from tampering with the Quran, then in what category do we fall? I only follow that which is revealed to me. Indeed, I fear the torment of the great day if I were to disobey my Lord. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah had so willed, I should not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you. Indeed, I have stayed amongst you a lifetime before this. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Have you then no sense? So who does more wrong than he who forges a lie against Allah or denies His signs? When people pass blasphemous statements about the Quran and make fun of the Quran, in Allah's eyes they are the mujrimeen. And Allah says, surely the criminals will never succeed. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ They worship besides Allah things that cannot harm them or profit them. Now one aspect of ibadah is dua. And in our society we find educated people going to mazars, educated people praying to peers, educated people praying to Hazrat Ali, praying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says they worship besides Allah things that cannot harm them or profit them. What have we been told? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to tell people, I cannot even harm or benefit myself, illa mashaAllah, except as Allah wills. If he could not benefit or harm himself, then how can he benefit us? And these people claim that they are our intercessors with Allah. See, if you ask these educated people, why are you going to these mazars and praying? They say, no, we're not praying directly to them. We're asking them to pray to Allah for us. Allah says, do you inform Allah of that of which he knows not in the heavens and on the earth? As we read 2 days ago, such people cannot even help themselves. How then can they pray to Allah for our help? Glorified and exalted is Allah above all that which they associate as partners with Him. Mankind were but one community, then they differed, and had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord, it would have been settled between them regarding what they differed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have punished us all right away, but Allah has given every man respite till the moment of his death. And they ask, how is it that a sign is not sent down to him from his Lord? That's what people say. Well, why doesn't Allah send me a sign? I want a sign from Allah before I believe in this Quran. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ Tell them, the unseen belongs to Allah alone. So wait. Indeed, I am with you among those who wait for Allah's judgment. And when we let mankind taste mercy after some problem has afflicted them, behold, they take to plotting against our signs. Once the trouble is over, they're back to their old ways. Say, Allah is more swift in planning. Indeed, our messengers record all of that which you plot. It is Allah who enables you to travel through land and sea till when you are in the ships. and they sail with them with a favorable wind, and they are glad therein. Then comes a stormy wind, and the waves come to them from all sides, and they think that they are encircled therein. Then they call to Allah, making their faith pure for Him alone, saying, O Allah, if You deliver us from this, we shall be of the grateful. Whenever Allah mentions ships here, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that even if modern man has been able to achieve marvels of technology, it was Allah who gave us the resources which we could use for ourselves. It was Allah who gave man the intellect with which he could harness these resources for his own use. See, in our day, we exalt those who have discovered things, but we forget the one who has created the things in the first place. Allah says, when man is in trouble, he calls to Allah, making promises. We also make promises. Oh Allah, just relieve me from this distress and I'll spend my life obeying You. But when He delivers them, what happens then? They disobey Allah in the earth wrongfully. Ya ayyuhan nas, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. O mankind, your rebellion is against yourselves. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by anything we might do. Remember the hadith Qudsi in which Allah said, O mankind, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were all to become the most pious amongst you, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, that would not increase My treasury one jot. And O mankind, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were to become the most wicked amongst you, it would not diminish My kingdom one jot. That is Allah. That's Malikul Muluk. How then do we have the temerity to say, oh, because I'm angry with Allah, I'm not going to pray? Allah doesn't need a salat in the first place. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are the beggars before Allah. Allah says your rebellion is against your own selves. A brief enjoyment of this worldly life, then in the end to us is your return. Are we going to live here forever? And we shall inform you of that which you used to do. إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, the likeness of this world is as the rain which we send down from the sky. So by it arises the intermingled produce of the earth, of which men and cattle eat, until when the earth is clad in its adornments and is beautified, and its people think they have all the powers of disposal over it, our command reaches it by night or by day, and we make it like a clean mown harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Now here we find that the worldly life has been compared to rain. Why has Allah compared it to rain? We can find several points of similarity between the two things. Rain is in Allah's control. We don't have rain in our power. It's not for me to say, well, I will the rain to fall today. No, it's in Allah's control. And in the same way we find that no matter how hard we struggle for wealth, it comes from Allah. We find people who spend their lives struggling for wealth and yet they spend their lives in poverty. And we find people who have been born, as they say, with a silver spoon in their mouth. They've never had to work for anything. So in whose hands is wealth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You grant the kingdom to whomsoever You will, and You take it away from whomsoever You will. Another thing we find about rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that rain only profits fertile land. In the same way, wealth only profits those people who use it for the right things. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تُوبَ لِمَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمُلُهُ. That there's good news for one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. In other words, when is long life or when is wealth a blessing? For those whose deeds are good. But otherwise, it will just be an argument against them. And then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that ultimately, every field becomes yellow. And ultimately, kullu man alayha fan. Everyone on this earth is just here for a brief period of time. Some come for 20 years, some die at birth. Some live here till 70 years, but the return is to Allah. يَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the being of your Lord will remain, full of majesty, full of dignity. What lesson should we derive from this? That while we are here, maximize our time. Maximize your knowledge. Do as much as you can, because we don't even know whether we'll be here tomorrow or not. One of the companions used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ السَّبَاحِ. When you get up in the evening, don't wait for morning to come. When you get up in the morning, don't wait for evening to come. Make the most of every moment. Thus do we explain the signs in detail. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. For a people who reflect. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah calls to the home of peace. Right after mentioning the temporary nature of this world, Allah reminds us that there's a better home awaiting us if we but try to enter it. Allah calls to the home of peace and He guides whom He wills to the straight path. Does that mean it's not in our control that, oh well, Allah will guide us if He wishes? No, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَاد. Allah guides towards Himself the one who seeks Him. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. For those who have done good is goodness and even more. What is the ziyada? The Prophet ﷺ told us a hadith, the gist of which is that when the people of Jannah have entered Jannah and they've been given everything they want, Allah will ask them, is there anything else? They will say, oh Allah, you've given us everything we could ever want. Then Allah will unveil His countenance. Allah, who is Nurus Samawati Walad, the light of the heavens and the earth. And they will think of everything they've already been given as inferior. In other words, the joy, the ecstasy of beholding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be far superior to all they have been given before. And that is ziyada. And may Allah grant us all that honor. وَلَا يَرْحَقُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَطَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّا. Neither darkness, nor dust, nor any humiliating disgrace shall cover their faces. They are the dwellers of paradise. They will abide therein forever. And those who have earned evil deeds, the recompense of an evil deed is the like thereof. And humiliating disgrace will cover them. No defender will they have from Allah. Their faces will be covered, as it were, with pieces from the darkness of night. What does this darkness reflect? The anguish of their own souls. We find that man's spiritual condition in this world is his physical condition in the hereafter. If our internal was full of nur, was full of light, was full of radiance and joy, then that shall be our external on the day of judgment. But if, God forbid, our internal was full of darkness and anger against Allah and venom and hatred against mankind, then, God forbid, that shall be our external situation on the day of judgment. They are the dwellers of the fire. Hum fiha khalidun. They will live therein forever. Can we endure one moment of burning? One moment of pain? Allah says they will live therein forever. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On the day we shall gather them all together. Then we shall say to those who did set in partners in worship with us, stop at your place. You and your partners, whom you had worshipped in the worldly world. Then we shall separate them, and their partners shall say, مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. It was not us that you used to worship. Now first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those people who call to others besides Allah, and they say, no, they are intercessors besides Allah. Allah warns us that on the day of judgment, these good people that we were praying to, they will say, it was not us that you used to worship. They will deny all knowledge of this worship. So sufficient is Allah as a witness between us and you that we knew nothing of your worship of us. In other words, someone who is in the grave cannot even hear us when we call to him. So these good people will disown them on that day. And imagine the bitterness they will feel then. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَصْلَفَتْ. There every person will know exactly what he had earned before. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Man will have nothing except that for which he strived, our actions. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. His deeds will be seen. Every lie we spoke, every dishonesty that we did, every time we hurt a person's feelings, that will appear before us in tangible form. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They will be returned to Allah, their true master. Even if we made our nafs our master in this world, or we made our friends our masters, or we made our parents, our spouses our masters, or we made our desires our masters, on that day we will return to the true master. And their invented lies will vanish from them. What lies are these? Lies that we've invented to please ourselves, to let ourselves feel complacent. Allah knows how much I love Him. Allah is not going to ask me about something as trivial as this. The Prophet will intercede for me. My father will step forward. And my father is a hafiz and he'll get me forgiven. All their lies will vanish from them. We need to think, what lies have we invented for ourselves? Lies that we use to make us feel good about disobeying Allah. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَن يَزُقُكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Why do you follow your own desires? Why do you follow your friends when it is Allah who is providing you from the sky and the earth? Who owns hearing and sight? Who brings out the living from the dead? Who brings out the dead from the living? And who disposes the affairs? They will say, Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Will you then not be afraid of Allah? Still we go on following our own desires. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقُّ Such is Allah, your true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ After the truth, what else can there be except error? There's one Siratul Mustaqim. If we're not on that, then we are on the path of error. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ See how Allah asks us with so much love. Where then are you turned away? What is it that's stopping you from realizing? What is it that's keeping you from me? When the facts are before you, the reality is before you, still you persist in your ways of disbelief? Thus is the word of your Lord justified against those who rebel, that they will not believe. If we're disobeying Allah after some time, every time we disobey Allah, what happens? A black dot appears in our heart. If we repent and do a good deed, it's wiped out. But if we don't and persist, won't repent, then that blackness spreads until it engulfs our whole heart. Zulumat ba'duha ala ba'd. Darknesses upon darknesses. Now we can think whether we wish to live our lives in light or in darkness. For the choice is ours. Say, is there one of your partners that originates the creation and then repeats it? Tell them, Allah originates the creation and then He repeats it. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ How are you deluded away? What's leading you people astray? Who's messing up your thinking? Say, is there of your partners one that guides to the truth? Tell them it is Allah who guides to the truth. Is then he who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed? Or he who does not find guidance himself unless he is guided? فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What's wrong? How are you judging? And most of them follow nothing but conjecture. No, no, Allah's going to forgive us. Allah's not going to throw us into hell. He'll punish us for a little while, and then He'll grant us Jannah. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا Conjecture can be of no avail against the truth. Indeed, Allah is all aware of what they do. We take our deen on hearsay. My friend was telling me this. My neighbor was telling me this. I heard this somewhere. I read this somewhere. When we have the sources of truth before us, when we have the Quran and the Sunnah, we have no grounds for turning away and saying, Oh, I never knew this. Certainly Allah is all aware of what they do. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ وَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ This Quran is not such as could ever be produced by other than Allah, but it is a confirmation of that which is before it and a full explanation of the book wherein there is no doubt. مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ From the Lord of the world. Or do they say he has forged it? Say, bring then a chapter like unto it, and call upon whomsoever you can besides Allah if you are truthful. Nay, they have belied the knowledge whereof they could not comprehend, and what yet has not been fulfilled. Thus those before them did belie. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ Then see what was the end of the wrongdoers. When we don't value this Qur'an, when we treat it like magic words, when we make it into a talisman or ayat that we framed in our houses, but something we're not acting upon, then we are doing zulm to this Qur'an. And above all, we are doing zulm to ourselves.